Hello, everyone. It is 1:45 a.m. and I stayed up for the Love is Blind finale. I will get to that later. Right now, I'm going to talk about episode 8 and 9, and then I will record a second episode about the finale episodes, which are episodes 10 and 11. So, part of me was like, okay, let me just not talk about episodes 8 and 9. Let me skip to the finale. But I'm already so deep into the season with covering every single episode. Let me just finish what I started. So the episode begins with Nicole and Benaiah having a picnic at a park. And I have in my notes, he's so hot sometimes. Like, Benaiah is not my type, but he has his moments. I think he's like, it's like a 70-30 ratio for me. So I feel like 70% of the time I'm like, I'd hit that. And 30% of the time I'm like, no thanks. But he's in the park and he's like, do you want a croissant? Like, that's how he says croissant. Like, he said croissant. Oh my goodness. I guess it's the accent. It was just amusing to hear. So Nicole says that she wants to give Sam his ring and bracelet back, and Benaiah drops his head down because he is so upset about it. And Benaiah says that he doesn't think that he could hold back if he sees Sam. And Nicole says that Sam is someone who's going to be a part of their story. And it's so obvious that Benaiah is threatened by Sam and says that he doesn't want Nicole to be swayed or hoodwinked again. And he starts to get emotional about it and tears up. And the way that Benaiah acts, the way that he's so protective, like, that's exactly how you want a man to defend you, the way that Benaiah would. It's really endearing. So all you pussies out there watching, all you men who just sit back and watch your woman get disrespected, like, watch how Benaiah moves. He's going to defend his woman, and it's cute. It's sexy. It's a bit much, but in a very sexy way, because Benaiah just doesn't strike me as the type who would be abusive. Because sometimes when a man is like very protective, he's controlling. But Benaiah doesn't give me those controlling vibes at all. Like, he seems very, very zen and very kind of like level-headed and emotionally mature. Like, he has emotional intelligence going on. So then Tom tells Maria that his mom is not coming to the wedding because she doesn't believe in the process. And Tom seems like pretty unfazed by that, which is weird. Which is definitely weird. But anyways, I'm not going to say more. Moving right, because those of you who watched the finale, y'all know. Y'all know. So the pod squad meets up again. Ollie is being affectionate with Demi, which I really appreciate. So it's obvious that they fucked. And Demi, Maria's kind of like, what's going on with y'all? And Demi says, come out my business. And I was like, I think I have to start saying that. Come out my business. It was just so perfect. But yeah, it's super obvious that Ollie and Demi have finally smashed, which, yeah, it's about time. So Tom tells Benaiah that Maria paid for breakfast and that Maria was upset that Tom allowed her to pay for breakfast because her mom would be really upset about that. And in their culture, that's not supposed to happen. Maria did bring this up days later. And Tom says that he wonders if they're really ready to get married. So here's my thing. Why did Maria offer to pay for breakfast and then get upset about it? Like, if and or if you're gonna pay for breakfast and get upset about it, keep that anger to yourself. Because he didn't ask you to pay, you offered. And I don't understand why to Maria, just because she has a vagina, like, she's never supposed to pay for anything. I don't understand that. And if that is what she truly believes, then she needs to be with someone who shares that very same, very basic belief. And Tom is not that person. So I'm very confused as to why she paid and got upset about paying when she offered. I'm lost. And we all know breakfast is not that much money. So I'm lost on all of it because Tom has been paying for meals, which obviously meals and drinks cost more than breakfast. Why is it that when you pay for bacon and eggs, like you want a crown? You're pissed off about it. You're saying your mom wouldn't like it. That's not a solid argument saying that your mom would be upset if she knew that, because clearly the only one who could tell your mom that you paid for your man's breakfast is you, because your fiance wouldn't say it. So is that like a threat? You being like, oh, if my mom knew, she'd be upset about it. All of it doesn't come off right. It doesn't come off well. I have an issue with it. I'm a generous person, but the last thing I want is for someone to pay for something for me and then bring it up in my face and be like, oh, well, my mom wouldn't like it. Then, okay, fuck off. Don't pay for shit for me then. Like, Maria, it's so sad because I think that Maria was trying to cling to certain ideals that I think are really worthless in the end. But at the same time, it's complicated. And I'm gonna stop there because I feel like I'm clearly making certain things obvious that I need to shut up about. I need to act like I have not watched the finale. So, Ollie is so excited to see his black friends from the pods. As I always say, the men are so close, the women are so close in the UK, the castmates. So Maria and Demi and the women are all so excited to see the other women. Sorry for repeating that. I'm now just reading my notes. So Kat tells Maria that she wants Freddie to be more affectionate. Okay, the problem with Kat saying to Maria that she wants Freddie to be more affectionate is, don't you remember that when Freddie was rubbing Kat's shoulder, she said, "Do not stroke me like a dog. I am not a dog." So then, how is he supposed to be more affectionate? How is he supposed to be affectionate? Isn't him being affectionate stroking you like a dog? And it's like the complaints are never ending with Kat. I don't believe that Kat loves Freddie at all. I believe that she loves his money and I believe that she loves the idea of him, but I do not believe that the way that Kat treats Freddie is the way that she behaves when she's in love with someone. I just don't believe it. If that's how she acts with everybody, she would have ain't never had a boyfriend ever. She would be a virgin right now. So I just think that Kat resents and despises Freddie as someone that she doesn't have romantic feelings for, but she wishes that she did. So she nitpicks at him and lashes out at him. Typically, when a woman is nitpicking, she don't like the guy. Period. And lashing out, also same thing. So Maria asks Kat why she doesn't initiate, and Kat says that Freddie will do something silly that will make her not want to, which is so pathetic and stupid what she was saying. So Maria tells her to dress up like a protein shake, which is super funny. I really enjoyed the sense of humor of some of the castmates in the UK. So right after Ollie says that another girl could not catch his interest, in walks Charlotte. Okay, looking like the goddamn dime that she is. I have to say, F you to Charlotte. This bitch is way too cute. Like, she's so beautiful. Like, she's just a head turner. And look at her curly ass hair. If she straightened that shit, it would go past her fucking ass cheeks, probably. And she's just like a doll. She's like a cute little doll that you just want to bend over, that you just want to like dress up and bend over and have fun with. And I don't mean to be so graphic, but she's just perfection. She's just sexy and so incredibly, like, she is a complete blend of sexy and cute. And very few women are able to just be both. It's incredibly rare. If you could be sexy and cute, you're checking all the boxes. So Tom turns around when Charlotte and Tasha walk in, and his dick is practically hanging out of his pants. He looks so thirsty. I think he went to this mixer like, I cannot wait to see what Tosh looks like. And so Tom asks Maria who the women are, and Maria's like, oh, that's Tosh and Charlotte. So then Charlotte introduces herself to Ollie, and he smiles and hugs her. He's kind of sheepish a little bit. And then Freddie cannot stop staring at Charlotte. And, when you look at Charlotte, she makes me think of the No Doubt song on their Return to Saturn album. It's called ST, it's called Staring. And the chorus is STARING. I can't stop staring. And she goes, what's it like to have that body? I'm gawking while I wonder. And it's like, that's what Charlotte makes me think. She makes me think, what's it like to have that face and body? I'm gawking while I wonder. Like, what is it like to be that much of a dime? Where every man in the room will literally turn their head. Like, what's it like? You know? Because it has to, honestly, and I think I've said it before, it has to be annoying. It has to have its downsides. It really, really does. But it's like, what's it like to kind of just command the room because you're so fucking hot? What does that feel like, you know? So then Ollie is talking to Aaron about Charlotte. And Ollie said, quote, looks wise, Charlotte is mad, berserk, sublime. Okay, no man has ever described my looks that way, but I need it, you know? I need it, I want it, and I need that enthusiasm in my life. Mad, berserk. Sublime. Like, he just sounded like his dick was getting harder as he was describing what he thinks Charlotte looks like. And but then Ollie continues and he says, however, I'm remembering what this experiment is about, and Demi is fire as well. I'm remembering the connection I made in the pods. There's only one person I want to go home with as well. So he cleaned it up. He was very excited about Charlotte, which I would hate. I would absolutely hate if I was Demi watching that, but he did clean it up. So Sam walks in looking tight and his face is all red, like he ran to the fucking pub and he is looking tight. And so Ollie greets him, of course, because there isn't anyone that Ollie doesn't love. The man is so personable. Like, I hope he's in. I can't remember what Ollie does for a living, but I hope his ass is in sales because he's just so likable. So then Catherine starts orgasming immediately, and she can't stop saying that Sam looks just like her ex-boyfriend. The bitch has issues. I didn't think that Sam's bug eyes and his corny looking ass self look like anyone. But apparently he looks like Catherine Dex. And then that hair of his, okay? Sam's receding ass hairline. It's all bad, but yet Catherine is deeply obsessed with him. And I really, like, you watch, and I can't be the only one who thought this. Watching this, I really, really wish that Catherine had matched with Sam in the pods. We were robbed. We were straight up robbed. How much would you have loved to see how things would have panned out with Catherine and Sam, considering how horny she is for that man. She cannot control herself. Can you imagine? Because she is all in on Sam. And if you think like the way that she was bitchy to Freddie, she would be with Sam, clearly no. Because whatever it was, whatever ex-boyfriend she had who looked like Sam, clearly she is still in love with that person. And she wants to like recreate that relationship with Sam because she's insane. So, like, how brilliant, as they say. Like, I fancy that idea. I fancy the idea of Sam and Catherine getting engaged in the pods. Okay, I'm gonna leave it at that. Anyways, Steven is so sweet. He doesn't want any drama between Benaiah and Sam, and he keeps on encouraging Benaiah to like stay calm. And I love Steven. Steven, oh my God. He just seems like he's so good on the inside as he is on the outside. We got that from the pods when he was talking about his ex-girlfriend who was sick. Like, whew, Steven. They brought some sexiest men up on this goddamn season. Like, okay, the casting department in the UK, y'all did your thing, okay? Y'all did that with Charlotte's sexy ass, Steven's sexy ass. Like, y'all got it done. I'm not gonna name all these sexy ass men, hello, Freddy, but y'all fucking killed it. You killed it. Why they need to bring that to the States. They need to do the same type of casting in the States where all the men are hella tall and then the women are baddies. Like, we want like equally hot people should be on Love is Blind. And the problem with the show, in all honesty, is they like to cast some goons. They like to cast some fours and cast some tens. And I want everybody in the very same bracket of hotness. So Sam hugs Benaiah as if Benaiah wanted to hug his ass. And Benaiah says that he doesn't really want to talk to him. Benaiah is not happy that Sam did not say hi to Nicole. And it's like, I didn't even think about the fact that Sam didn't say hi to Nicole until I rewatched it for this recap. So then Catherine cannot stop telling Freddie that Sam looks like her ex. And Catherine asks Sam what he thinks of the, sorry, Catherine asks Freddie, what does he think of the women? And he says that Charlotte is nice and attractive. And then Catherine tells Freddie, I heard you the first time. You don't know when to stop, do you, babe? And Freddie asks, did I say too much? And Kat says, yeah. If I said, oh yeah, he's well attractive. And Freddie goes, you said about five times that he looks like your ex. And Kat goes, think of how that just made me feel. Think of how that just made me feel. The way how Kat lives in a whole on a whole ass other planet. Dead ass, like it, she is good reality TV. I hate her. But she's a reality TV gold because she makes me laugh. I'm like, is anybody really this unhinged? Are there really people out there among us like Catherine? So then Kat, I'm sorry. So then Sam tells Ollie that he is upset that Benaiah didn't want to talk to him. And Sam says that if Benaiah and Nicole are meant to be, he's happy for them. And how Sam says it, I do believe that he means it. I don't believe that he's just saying that. So then Sam approaches Nicole, questions her, and reminds her that they didn't sleep together and he's proud of himself for being a gentleman. Now, this is the part where he's fake because he said it at least two times, if not three times. Like, he wants the world to know that he could have smashed Nicole, but he turned her down because he's a gentleman. So, this is what I gotta say about that. Because earlier I said how I was watching a YouTuber who said she doesn't believe that Nicole tried to sleep with Sam. Now, as you know, Nicole said that she like it's like very, you know, she's like careful about who she shares her body with or whatever. And like there's something about people talking like when they mention sex when they call it sharing your body, like it's I could be beyond graphic and disgusting. But the phrase sharing your body, like, I think it's disgusting. I think it's too much. I find it really graphic. There's something about hearing somebody say, like, oh, I shared my body or I want to share my body, where I'm like, I want to vomit. Anyway, so for Nicole to tell Benaiah, like, look, I don't be busting it open, spreading it for a real one, right? But then here comes Sam, who's like, your bitch was trying to fuck me. Like, that's a problem. And so I do believe that Nicole was trying to sleep with him. I really, really do. I disagree with the blogger or the vlogger who was saying that she doesn't think that's true. I do believe it's true. I think Sam's like the way how Sam was saying it with his chest, I think it's true. And here's what I gotta say. Like, Nicole got engaged to Sam. She wasn't feeling the attraction and love. That's obvious. Look at how the hell Nicole acted when she had her reveal with Sam. She was literally physically cringing. She seemed like she wanted to vomit, like she wanted to cry backstage. She was like, I don't know what I just did. When he said, I think I love you, she said, you hold on to that. Instead of saying, I think I love you too, or I love you too, she hates Sam. So what I believe happened is she felt that, okay, I don't feel the butterflies. I don't feel that yearning. Maybe if we fuck, that will ignite something in me. So I think someone in her position, she's engaged and maybe she was trying to make it work. I think someone in her position would be like, okay, well, let me have sex with this person because maybe that'll turn things around. Why did Sam turn her down? Is what I want to know. Why are you not fucking your fiance? So then it's like, it can't just be he was a gentleman. Does he have performance issues? I don't really understand why he turned it down. Was he not attracted to Nicole? Like, what? I would love to know why he wouldn't fuck Nicole. And so Nicole, she's trying to let him, Sam, down easily because he wants, answers. Like, why do, basically, he's like, was this all fake? What was going on? And she's really gentle about it. You see, if you watched it, she's saying it was real, but then she wasn't feeling the physical stuff from him. And then she gives Sam the ring and the bracelet because that's what you're supposed to do when you hurt someone and let them down. So then Kat tells Freddie, I'm really upset with you. And then after Kat tells Freddie that she's really upset with him because he was honest with her and said they found Charlotte attractive, Kat then begins aggressively flirting with Sam. Kat tells Sam that she wants the engagement ring that he gave to Nicole. She tells Sam to hit her up when he's in London, even though they both live in London already. So then Kat tells Sam that she'll hit him up, but that she wants him to behave, and she starts laughing like the clown that she is. And Freddie is watching this the entire time. So Freddie is not able to say another woman is attractive, but Kat could pretty much throw her pussy at Sam. Okay. Does Kat understand that this is a TV show and that every single one of her actions has been fucked up? Like, this bitch really forgot cameras were rolling. Like, she's being genuine. She's not being fake. She forgot that this is the type of shit that makes everybody hate you. Like I said, Kat is on some Irina 2.0 shit. She's on some Jackie 2.0 shit. Like, you're done. This is not gonna boost your career like you were hoping it would. I bet she's getting threats. I wouldn't be surprised if the bitch is getting death threats because they love to be sending these people death threats on these goddamn shows. Like, and the thing is, like, she's not presenting herself in any type of respectable way on this goddamn show. So, I mean, I can't wait to hear what the fuck she has to say about at the reunion. And yes, there is going to be a reunion. I Googled immediately. There's going to be a reunion. The reunion airs on Monday, the 20 August 26th. So anyways, Aaron has great advice for Freddie, and Aaron tells Freddie that things will get worse than this, things between him and Kat. And so Tom says that Tosh looks a little bit more glamorous than what he thought she'd look like, which seems to be important to Tom. He's an idiot. So then Tosh puts her lipstick on in front of him. And I think that's kind of the perfect way to flirt. I don't know if she was flirting. I kind of think she was. She didn't have a mirror. People think it was a weird ass power move in a way to like apply lipstick without a mirror. But I don't know why she put it on. But oh well, the bitch put on her lipstick and she really didn't need to if that was her trying to flirt with Tom because Tom wanted to fuck her, I think. To me, it felt like he wanted to fuck her as soon as he saw her, to be honest. So then, because you remember, Tom's whole thing is like, oh, I don't think we have that physical that sexual chemistry. And then I think Tom saw her and wanted to fuck her and was like, oh shit, I do have sexual chemistry with her. So then Tom tells Tosh that she's a bit of a geek and he thought she'd look a little more geeky. And he says that that's a compliment. Like, Tom is the geek, like, because he don't know how to speak. So then Maria tells Tosh that he's had disagreements with Maria. Sorry. Tom tells Tosh that he's had disagreements with Maria and that they both don't know if they're going to say yes at the altar. Is that not flirting 101? And is that not disrespectful? Why are you telling a woman that you had a connection with that you may not marry your fiance? Like, that was such a violation of trust. And it was so grimy and unnecessary. And it's like he was saying that to let Tosh know, like, oh, you still have a chance. I might not get married. Like, Tom is such a dick. Period. Like, I don't know. I was kind of indifferent on him in the pods, but, and then I like how much he seemed like he was into Maria, but he gets progressively worse each episode. So then Tosh said that she wants whatever will make him happy, and she said that she meant it when she said that she'd fallen in love with him, and Tom says he's still on the fence with the wedding. Then Benaiah confronts Sam to tell Sam that he thinks he was being fake and had ill intentions. Sam tells Benaiah that Nicole tried to sleep with him on the first night and he told her no. The way how Benaiah was tongue-tied and paused, like, he was so shook that he had to walk away because he was like, you're telling me that my fiance was trying to give you pussy? And you told her no, and she didn't tell me that she was trying to give you pussy. You know what's so funny about this show is that never at any point do they show Benaiah asking Nicole if she was trying to put it on Sam, which is so funny because it's not like he didn't ask her. It's not like he didn't ask her. Unless he is so strategic that he asked her when he knew the cameras were not rolling. But let's be for serious. You know, Benaiah was like, did you try to fuck Sam? Like, you know, the way how Benaiah is obsessed with Sam, there's no way that she did not have to answer for that. And I would have loved to have seen it because I'm sure she probably just shut it down real quick. Like, yeah, I tried to fuck him, but now I want to fuck you. Let's not talk about him if you want your dick sucked tonight. At least that's what I'd say. So, Tom. The next day tells Maria that Tosh said that she's in love with him, which is absolutely hysterical. Because that's not what happened at all. And I think Tom believes that because I think Tom heard what he wanted to hear. And when he Tom literally picked words out of her sentence and strung them together to come up with that. It's very funny. And it's just like, he wants Maria to feel bad. If that were the case, which it wasn't, he doesn't need to tell that to Maria. He doesn't. So then Ollie wins over Demi's family. As I said before, like, the families on Love is Blind, they tend to be pretty great, really beautiful. So then Sabrina's friend, she has the worst resting bitch face, among the worst resting bitch face I've ever seen. And I love that Steven didn't seem fazed by it. Like, I feel like the people on Love is Blind, they need to start having more married friends because I'm tired of these, like, sour-faced, single-ass women. I'm gonna assume the bitch is single, who are just bitter and jealous and haters. I mean, look at fucking Micah's friends. Like, please get yourself some married friends if you're gonna go on Love is Blind. I'm tired of these cunts. Like, I'm tired. So, let's see here. Kat tells Freddie, I need to stop snapping and stop being bossy. You've not shut up about it. It's because, I'm adopted. Like I said, Kat is reality TV gold, man. Ooh. So Freddie says that he wants his assets to go to his sister if he were to pass away. And Kat says, if you don't want to get married, just tell me. He can't, bitch. They have a show to film. F you. All right, so now I'm on to episode 9. Nicole meets Benaiah's mom and sister. They tell her how he was super sad and devastated. It goes well. I don't need to get into details. Kat insults Freddie in front of her two girlfriends. She laughs at his job and she argues with him. Okay. I don't know why the concept of respect is so difficult for some people on reality TV, but one of the tenets of respect is that you do not embarrass somebody in front of other people. And by embarrass, I mean don't argue. It's not hard because it's a very demeaning thing. And it puts someone in a position where they really have to respond to you with their chest. Like they have to fight back because you're putting them in such an awkward position. And then whoever you're fighting in front of is going to be biased and then have an allegiance to whoever they're closer to or closest to. So it's just unfair because whoever's witnessing a fight, they don't know, they don't have the context of what y'all deal with on a day-to-day basis. So it's just not right to do because your friends are going to back you. And then, especially like this is your fiance meeting your friends. He doesn't want to call you out your name because you have your girls right there. A cat. Okay, boo. Okay. So Maria tells Tom's sisters that she doesn't want to spend money on Tom's mortgage because if they were to separate, she would have paid his mortgage while they were together and she'll walk away with nothing. I have never heard something this stupid before in my life. Some people agree with her, and that's fine. But when you are paying rent and that rent is someone's mortgage, how the fuck is that different than you paying rent on an apartment? I would have felt more comfortable with Maria saying, I would like for me and Tom to get property together so that our mortgage payments are going towards our mutual home. But the idea that if you pay rent, all you're doing is paying someone's mortgage, and then if you separate, you will have helped pay their mortgage. That's called a marriage, bitch. That's called compromise. That's called contributing to a household, especially coming from Maria, who's adamant about not wanting to work when she's popping out her kids. So if you're not working, why are you unwilling to contribute when you are working? I'm lost. I didn't know it worked like that. Where if you move in somewhere, you're just not supposed to help because you didn't buy the property. I mean, that was just such a new concept for me. And it didn't work for fucking Tom. Tom doesn't like that shit. So then Freddie meets Kat's parents, and they're really sweet. They spoiled her. They raised a cunt. They raised a brat. They went wrong. They really went wrong. So then Jasmine's mom is really intense, and Jasmine's mom saying that she can't talk to people who are uneducated. Is one of the rudest things someone could say, and it's just so dumb. It's so dumb. If I'm not mistaken, most of the Fortune 500 CEOs didn't graduate from college. Like, fucking Mark Zuckerberg didn't graduate from college. Like, it's just a weird ass, stupid ass thing to say. It's just so elitist and classist and ignorant. And she said it to be degrading. Like, she was doing too much. And then she tells Jasmine that Jasmine has to tell her everything. There are a lot of parents like Jasmine's mom who want to be best friends with their kids, and you can be best friends with your kid, but you also have to remember that you're their parent. And I love that Jasmine is healthy enough to know that she needs to have firm boundaries with her mom when it comes to her fiance. So I love Jasmine for that. Like, I love Jasmine for pushing back when her mom was being an idiot and saying that she wants to know everything. Like, Jasmine is a mental health nurse. She's not about to be bulldozed by her mother. I think she understands, she has to live her own life at this point because her mom has been a terror, straight up calling every guy on her phone and shit. Like, it's gross. So then the women go dress shopping and the men go suit shopping. And I'm sorry, but I didn't like a single fucking dress. The dresses were ugly as fuck. Like, these were some real frocks. Like, you call, like, the word frock is for an ugly ass dress. That's what they had available for the women on the show. Some straight up frocks that looked so dated. Like, I feel like I haven't seen those styles in ages that they were rocking. Like, the dresses were bad. Like, y'all need to do better in the UK. So, that is episode 8 and episode 9. I'm gonna wait until tomorrow to record an episode about the weddings, but just up top, I'm gonna say that I'm just gonna talk about the weddings, y'all. I'm not gonna talk about the prep for the weddings or any of that bullshit because I fast forwarded. I fast forwarded to when everybody was at the altar so that I could see if they said I do or I don't. As does everybody with this show. I will probably go back and rewatch, but that will be after I do my episode about the wedding episodes, the finale. Thank y'all so much. Love y'all so much. Love the show so much. And I can't wait to get into the wedding episodes when I don't have to be afraid of giving spoilers. All right. Bye.